Glenn Greenwald, Adam Schiff is seriously the most pathological liar in all of American politics. By Jeff Poor on October 20, 2020. Monday during an appearance on FNC's Tucker Carlson Tonight. The Intercept's Glenn Greenwald slammed House Intelligence Committee Chairman Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, and U.S. intelligence agencies for the response to a bombshell report in the New York Post allegedly tying Hunter Biden's business dealings to his father, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, while he was vice president. Greenwald noted how the Biden campaign has avoided answering questions about the legitimacy of the Post story's claims. First of all, Adam Schiff is seriously the most pathological liar in all of American politics that I have seen in all of my time covering politics and journalism, he said. He just fabricates accusations at the drop of a hat the way that other people change underwear. He is simply lying when he just asserts over and over that the Russians or the Kremlin are behind this story. He has no idea whether or not that's true. There's no evidence to support it. And what makes it so much worse is that the reason the Bidens aren't answering basic questions about this story, basic questions like did Hunter Biden drop that laptop off at that repair shop? Greenwald continued. Are the emails authentic? Do you deny that they are? Do you claim any have been altered? Were any of them fabricated? Did you, in fact, meet with Burisma executives as these emails suggest? The reason that they don't answer any questions is because the media has signaled that they don't have to, that journalists will be attacked and vilified simply for asking. Greenwald went on to attack the CIA for what he deemed to be an effort to manipulate domestic politics. The whole point of the intelligence community since the end of World War II is that whatever propaganda the CIA produces, whatever disinformation campaigns they engage in, were never supposed to be directed domestically, Greenwald said. That was the point of the NSA, the CIA and all of those intelligence communities. And what we've seen since 2016, going back to the 2016 campaign, is incessant involvement in U.S. domestic politics, working with journalists to disseminate information purely for partisan ends, and if you want to talk about things like violating norms and dangerous to democracy, what is more dangerous than allowing the CIA constantly to be manipulating our politics by making cover for the Biden campaign by claiming anonymously that the Russians are behind this story, and therefore you ought to disregard it, even if the Russians were behind the story? Why does that alleviate the responsibility of journalists to evaluate these emails and to examine whether or not Joe Biden actually engaged in misconduct? He added. But the much bigger point is the way that this information is being disseminated. It is a union of journalists who have decided that their only goal is to defend Joe Biden and elect him president of the United States, working with the CIA and the FBI and the NSA, not to manipulate our adversaries or foreign governments, but to manipulate the American people for their own ends. It's been going on for four straight years now, and there's no sign of it stopping anytime soon. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.